It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 835.
Happy Fat Friday, you gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
So, how are we? I'm either going to be happy or sad. So, you've organized Fat Fridays, and
yeah.
I was pumped. I was excited. I'm like, Tommy's dropping something off. That's awesome. And then you said I had to put it in the freezer.
Well, we need to redeem your... If you haven't been following along with the Fat Fridays, Josh has been just... He's been getting things that weren't really meant to be frozen, definitely weren't meant to be frozen,
yeah.
And they've been frozen and it's really set you off.
I didn't put these in the freezer because I was... because of the trauma that I have with frozen food. But I did. Yeah. And so they sort of look like ball-y type, almost like a macaron that has not been... That's one piece of a macaron, if that makes sense.
Another way of describing is they look like small, colourful pebbles, or they look like marshmallow balls.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, there goes one. And when you touch them, they feel like marshmallows, or they feel like some kind of like rubber, like some kind of soft rubber. Okay. Anyway, so I... Don't eat one yet. Okay, don't eat one yet. Because
I really want... I've been waiting.
I want you to review it, and I want to sort of get you to have the right flavour to start with.
Okay.
No, I need to have you to have the right flavour. So, I've got like yellow, pink, green, brown, white, and sort of a charcoal.
Yes, yes, yes.
I went to Coles Local ages ago when it first opened, or sort of after it was the hype had sort of really set in and everyone was flocking there. Coles Local's like the Whole Foods of Victoria. Anyway... I got this
It's small Coles. It's like IGA.
Yeah, but it's different. No, I don't agree.
I just feel like Whole Foods is like a whole nother thing. I don't know.
Well, Whole Foods is a higher level, but I feel like they've taken a real thought to this. Okay. They have a cafe area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of IGAs don't. They have like specific brands of... takeaway food that they've brought in. Right. They've got like a bread slicer. Mate, don't you dare talk Coles Local down.
I haven't actually been to a Coles Local, so
how's the cheek on you? Dude, have you been sipping back that fucking OJ I got you? Because I made that. I made that with a machine.
I haven't, but I will. I need some vitamin C because I feel like...
That's why I got it for you, baby.
Thank you.
So, I got a text message. Not a text message, sorry. I got an Insta message from a girl named Marie, and it just started with LMAO. So, she's on the ground laughing right now. My friends make laughing my ass off. So, her ass has fallen off.
If she was R-O-F-L.
Oh, that's at Ruffle.
Rolling on the floor laughing.
That's right.
She was laughing her ass off. Yep.
So, it's actually pretty serious. I should fucking call an ambulance. fucking catch her ass. It's rolling away. Anyway, she said, LMAO, my friends make fun of me for driving all the way to Rose Bay just for mochi. And I YouTubed Coles Rose Bay hoping somebody made a video on it. I'm dying. Who even reviews Coles? That's amazing. Thanks. I actually needed it. And so, I didn't review Coles Rose Bay. I reviewed Coles Local in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
But they sell the same. They sell mochi, and that is what you have right in front of you.
Okay. What mochi is mochi?
Mochi? I think it might be Japanese. Okay. I think it might be...
What flavor am I starting with?
You need to start with the white one.
Okay.
I want to win you over with white.
Okay.
And so, run me through the texture, the feel, the smell, the taste.
Straight away, it's like, it is like a frozen marshmallow, but it's sticking. It's like a frozen powder, and it's a ball, and it's annoying to hold.
Well, Can I put it in my mouth? Yeah, go for it. No. Bite half of it, you gronk. That way, you can see what's inside. All right, he's taking a little bit of a bite. He's struggling a bit. He's pulling at it with his teeth. What do you think?
What is it?
What's the flavor? What do you think?
Tastes like ice cream that's good for you or something.
Mochi is a Japanese rice cake made of mokigom, a short grain Japonica glutinous rice. and sometimes other ingredients such as water, sugar, and cornstarch. The rice is pounded into paste and moulded into the desired shape. In Japan, it's traditionally made in a ceremony called mochitsuki. I had never had a mochi until I went to that Coles, and I was confused as you. Mm-hmm. And I bought some for Mason back in the day. I find these one, the white ones are my favorite because they're like coconutty.
What's brown?
Mm. I don't know.
Look, not to sound like unrefined in regards to my taste.
Well, cultured.
Yeah, cultured. Like, but I don't know. They're fine. They're fine. But it's like bubble tea. Mm. I won't cry about it, but fuck. It's like you're being, like, it's great that you've done it. But I was expecting cake in the middle or something.
Frozen cake, but he's going for another. There's seven that I've got him. Okay, are they winning? So are you getting him back? Good. The chocolate one's nice. Chocolate one's good.
The outside is just like a weird texture.
It's literally like latex, rubber or something, isn't it?
Is that what you wanted in a dessert?
Well, I feel like Asian culture do some kooky shit, like the way they do desserts. Like, this is probably my favorite Japanese dessert I've ever had. I don't think I've had a lot of Japanese desserts, but I respect this. I respect
what's
this a lot.
The yellow one. If it's like a lemon curd, I would like it.
Well, try it, mate. I'm not stopping you.
Yeah, no, but do what you like, baby. I'm safe at home. How did this? How am I trying crazy? It's like I'm traveling.
Yeah, I'm trying the yellow one too, dude. You really got to feel them. They confuse you when you pick them up, don't they? Like your fingers are confused. Oh, mango.
Mango, you're right. Yeah,
mango.
It's quite nice.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if I'm going to get through the seven that I've purchased for both of us, but anyway, happy Friday, happy Fat Fridays. Enjoy your mochi.
Mm. Mm. Have you tried any really crazy stuff when traveling?
Nah. Not to the... I feel like comparison to someone like Sev's, mm-hmm. I'm probably out there.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not hard, but... No, I've had no problem trying stuff. I haven't been to I've been to Bali, mm-hmm. and Singapore, mm-hmm. but I haven't gone sort of crazy. Not that you can really there, yeah. But I feel like street markets in Thailand or you know, the street markets in China are probably more so pretty on the crazy outrageous. Edge.
Yeah,
eating bull testicle
when I was
and
in
like
Pakistan.
That.
I was at a restaurant and they said, you like lamb brains? I said, oh, no, thank you. And they're like, oh, no, that's what you've been inhaling. I thought it was some other dish. And I'd eaten, like I was being a real greedy bastard. And it turns out it was the one where it's like, it's so fatty that they say you should like watch how much you eat because you can really hurt your stomach.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, you're only meant to have a certain amount, like, you know, once every 2 weeks or whatever.
OD'd on fat.
Yeah. But it was delicious. It was very good.
Oh. Well, I mean, how do they feel in terms of...
Oh, like they're fine. I reckon it's probably the... I sound like a real gronk around, like, I like trying new things. Even, I'm not even really... I'm not a picky eater, but like Bree and I were talking the other day, I'm not really an egg noodle guy. Do you know what this reminds me a little bit of? There's like a Persian ice cream or like even in maybe Turkey or something. It's like Pakistan does it too. It's like a rice ice cream. What do they call it? Let's have a look.
Rice cream.
It's a good idea. I'm not sure what it was. Faluda, I think it's called. And they put like all different stuff in it. But yeah, I'm just, yeah, I don't know. Like I am a dessert guy. I do like desserts.
But it sounds like you're not the dessert guy. If you don't like this. Yeah. Tiramisu? You like tiramisu?
Yeah. Yeah, I like tiramisu. Mm.
So
never
Amy's
used to. Had, oh, Amy's never had wasn't a big tiramisu guy. I would never order it, but now I would, yeah.
Yeah. Amy's had to jet off to drop an animal at the vet.
You don't even have a pet? What's going on?
No pet, mate. No pet here, and I'm glad that we have no pets because I didn't think I'd have to, you know, be a part of or connected to vet runs.
Yeah.
Parents have dogs and stuff, you know, a dog, but I sort of glaze over when I hear that they're taken to the vet. Just, yep. You know. Amy's sister came home, found on the ground a small animal.
What sort of animal?
And I was like, mate, what? I was just like just cooking in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, not for me. not for me right now. I don't want to engage. And next minute, there's a box bringing in a small sort of maybe marsupial. Really? I don't think they're marsupials. No, it's not a marsupial. Possum. Possum marsupial?
Yeah, I think so.
Marsupial just means they've got a little pouch, don't they? All possums have pouches.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Anyhow, this thing came in and I was like, mate, that's a small dog. It's not the size of it, just the way it looked. Not at all. Very docile, very just like out of it. Tiny though. The size of your fist. The size of four mochis put together. Okay. Yeah. So it's quite small. But at that point, I'm just like, oh no. And they're calling numbers. You know what? You know the panic that I had when Amy's waters broke, when you were on the phone to me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I said, oh, mate, I got to go. Amy's just...
Amy, fucking knob on the floor. I'm like, what's happening?
She was on the couch. She was on the couch. I was like, oh, wow. And I had to run get a towel.
Yeah.
I had to run get a couch.
This gum tree, you're just trying to fucking... Mate, oh, no, it's
oh my God. Do you know that couch is at the office?
Oh, is that the couch?
That's the couch.
Oh, great. That's
the Daily Talk Show Studio couch has
That's had, very special.
That is very special. I didn't even think about that. Now I don't ever want to get rid of it. So Amy's waters broke on that and I could not fucking believe how much water was there. And that towel just had to sort of get to work, you know. Anyway,
we've always thought there was a history in the office couch. Like when you look at it, you can tell it's been through... A bit.
Hell and back. Once I came home to my Bondi apartment, one better with Amy. And I'd been playing up. Yeah, I'd been a bit naughty, stayed out a bit late. And my bed was made on that couch. There's a story for you.
I like that. So you've slept.
And so I was like, all right, I'm lying on that. I'm sleeping on that. Next minute, I'm back in the bed.
Good one.
It's
and so anyway, so you're getting flashbacks.
I freaked out trying to get the number, right? Because it's like, it's the same when you're like, oh, fuck, who am I calling? So the girls are calling. Amy's sister comes in and says, do we have wire here? I was like, what the fuck? Wire? Why have we got wire? I've got no wire here. What do you mean wire in Victoria?
Like
there's wire everywhere.
Something? What is it?
It's some wildlife thing in New South Wales. And so is there an equivalent of wire here in Victoria? Over my head again. And so Amy's called the guy in New South Wales. And it's like, yeah, what's your address? And she's like, blah, 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 you know, Victoria. Oh, we're in New South Wales. Yeah, I know, but we didn't know the number in Victoria.
Oh, no. Wouldn't you probably lead with that?
I know, but it's the panic. It's the similar thing of me trying to call the hospital that I needed to take Amy to. And I'm like,
so what you do? So what's the deal? You have to call and be like, hey, we're on our way.
I think it was all too much for me, to be honest. That's probably why I just didn't save it in my phone at the meeting.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of things that you could do, in prep.
Dude, the checklist, the bag, ready to go, check. It's fucking a food pack. Check. It's,
what sort of food?
to be honest,
you ate
had
all
that,
the bliss
had
balls.
That sorted. Had that sorted.
Oh, yeah. What
had
was
some had maybe some clinkers. There was some sour worms.
Oh, that's great. Oh, so it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And Amy had
I wanna
basically she had one snake and I smashed everything else because she wasn't hungry.
It was
she's
like
in pain.
Once
she's
Brie did a half marathon and I met her at different points handing her jelly snakes, but she didn't want them. So I just ended up watching her doing a half marathon while I ate jelly snakes.
Yeah, you're just going to save it in your... I mean, it's probably one of those things. You're like, save a local vet, save your local hospital. Obviously, 000.
Does the average person need a vet number?
Well, if you've got a soul, unlike myself, don't have one, you would pick up an animal. And so, Amy, I just messaged her, said, are you here? And she said, went to the vet back in 10. Mm-hmm. And so she's taken this little animal.
Awesome.
Not yet
identified. You don't
know. Not yet identified.
It's a rat. Imagine if they found it's a street rat. That's pretty funny.
Oh, dude.
When I was a kid, my dad, for whatever reason, very angry at our possums. That would sort of wake us up and all that sort of thing. And so he got a cage and would catch them and then put them in the back of the ute and then would drive 15 minutes and then would drop them off. And so I had to stay in the ute, like in the car bit of it. And he would, Dad would get out and he would let the cage open, and because the possum would be... real scary shit, and it would like run off, and would do it near a tree, and it would run up the big trees, and it happened like 3 or 4 times to the point where Dad had like, at this point I think he's going a bit crazy because he's like, they're coming back, it's the same fucking possum. My mum's like, Richard, don't be stupid. Nah, it's the same fucking possum. And so, in a rage, he got some pink spray paint and spray painted the back of the possum.
And it's now a new species in Victoria, the pink-tailed possum.
Yeah, never came back.
It didn't? Just, it didn't come back?
No.
Oh, jeez. Now, I respect that. I learnt the hard way, though, capturing possums. Oh, it's actually illegal to look after a possum without a license in Victoria. It's fucking bullshit. First they start with a fucking mask, and now it's a fucking possum.
Can't fucking have a barbecue out the back if it's fucking, you know.
Anyway, this kid Dean, who I stayed at his house once, Dean, I actually watched Dean get bashed later in life.
Really?
By another kid we went to primary school with.
By another Dean.
Nah, by another guy, and I had to fucking jump in. I felt sorry for Dean. Dean was a nice young guy. Anyway,
why did someone try and beat him up?
Oh, there was some beef between them. Moss, do you want one of these? I'm just palming off the mochi now. Okay. There you go. You can put them back in the freezer if you want them for later.
I feel like someone who loves fillet of fish would love a mochi. Like it's a refined palate thing.
Yeah, refined palate. Definitely. It'd be good to sort of get the girls on later from the episode to try a mochi and give it their 2 cents. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear from Bree what she thinks of a mochi. Mm-hmm. Dean's Place, we thought it was hilarious to just put a cage out with a bit of apple in it, which was a possum catching cage. And, mate, the thing just fucking evil. Just... sounded like a vampire. Never again. I mean, they don't want to be captured like that. Uh-huh. It's pretty fucked up, to be honest.
I'm just messaging Bree. See if she's keen on taste it. Test something on cam.
This is can we get a was it a possum? Can we get a confirmation that it was a possum? It was a possum. Yeah. Was that pink tail possum? Richard Jansen. They mentioned Richard. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you going to do on the weekend? What do you got planned?
Mate, a couple of things. Got a few new items of furniture arriving.
Oh, the couch?
Got the couch, oh yeah.
Oh, that's
got
good.
Got the couch.
Holder?
The fart holder. The historyless couch. No, nothing's happened on this couch yet.
Sure.
Well, I mean, did your couch come in a big box? Did it feel like it was unopened?
Yeah, no, they come new.
It's a good point. I wonder if anyone sat on the couch that you purchased, even maybe when they are new from... You reckon just a little bum?
No.
Bum sit. Anyway, got that to set up. Mm-hmm. You know, got a new dining table.
Oh, that's exciting. Is it circular? What sort of shape?
It's just, you know, four-seater that turns into a six-seater when you pull it out.
Or what is
it?
Rectangle. Okay.
Usually, I mean, if you've probably got an elaborate house if you've gone a square table. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. Like, is it like, just that it's a bit designery?
It would be.
You'd really need it. Maybe.
I think inefficient for most rooms.
Because
it needs
to be huge because you need to have enough room for...
True.
Two on either side, on all sides. So it's an eight-person table, which is very big.
It would really fill the centre of a room. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of just putting it off to the side doesn't really work.
Yeah. Apparently, Square. The circular ones are the best in small spaces.
Really?
Yeah. But we have a marble lounge. What's it called? Like a coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
And Bree was like obsessed with it. Like, this is one of our, you know, big purchases.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the marble is actually only a really, really thin layer on top. Mm. And then it's just fake marble. I think you were the one that pointed this out to us.
Nah, I feel like that's too...
Sorry, aim off.
I feel like Buddy's just ruining my shot. He's just flicking on the light on and off.
That's right.
So,
Do you want Bodhi to taste test one?
No, he's had too much sugar. Can't give him.
It's actually there's anymore. Not much. It's not very sweet.
I know it's not sweet, but it's definitely got sugar in it. Okay, it's sure. Like I feel like those.
Brazer,
is she going to do it? Is she keen on it?
She might be. She might be on a call. Give me. I'm just going to go say. Let's have a look.
All right. Yeah, no, Bodhi's had way too much sugar. I'm talking to myself now. Tommy, you should stop giving Bodhi sugar. You know, I try. Look, he likes to go nuts, and then sometimes you just need a. It's a catch 22 because you're like, it stops them going nuts, but then they just spark back up within 5 minutes. And so it's no good.
She's on a work call and it seems appropriate for me to say, can you come taste test something?
Okay. Not everyone's work is as fun as ours. Come on. Hey, just quickly, I mentioned to you yesterday that the online trolls are out in force.
Yeah.
Sam Harris, I mean, you could call these trolls or activists. Sam Harris, meditation teacher, neuroscientist, for some reason he put up a post that had nothing to do with veganism. Mm-hmm. And in the comment section, I was like, I sort of just read the first one. I was like, that seems out of place. And it was about like, Sam, why aren't you vegan? And then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. It was all about veganism. And I was like, oh my God, it's like they must have like a... forum where they're like,
we know you hate vegans. we've done surveys, and every survey, someone says, I wish Tommy was more open minded.
Absolutely not. I've got no problem with them. No, and so, he's been getting a bunch of hate coming from them, which I didn't sort of look too deeply into. I mean, didn't look too deeply into why it's all going on. Mm-hmm. And then I saw. Your mate, Shane Jacobson.
Oh, yeah, he's been copying it. With Magda as well.
With Magna. I mean...
Magda. Magda?
Antarctica.
Magna Shabansky.
Yeah, hang on.
Say it.
Magda.
Yeah, Magda.
M-A-G-D. Magda.
Yeah, not Magda.
I might have put an N in there.
Yeah.
Magda Shabansky.
Shabansky. Yeah. And she said Shabansky, doesn't she? Shabansky. Yeah. We always fuck it
which, up. Which... I was, so the connection to it, Shane is an Australian icon. He's a TV superstar, actor, amazing actor, and he's in a commercial at the moment, which I happened to see, whether it was on a Facebook pre-roll or, sorry, a YouTube pre-roll ad. You wouldn't have seen it, Josh, because you don't fucking put up with that shit. And it's this great little clip of Shane sort of working on a car, and he sort of comes up and he's like, oh, hey there. And, you know, in his Shane style and sort of real Aussie dude. And he kind of talks about sort of condoms back in the day. You know, he pulls out this thing of condoms that drops down and he's like, buddy, you know, you put these on or... And then he's like, the modern day thing is, you know, you got to put a mask on. Mm-hmm. And so there's this connection, it's this funny gag between sort of the old approach to condoms and then this new approach to masks. And I just thought, fuck, he's such a good actor. Like, he delivered it so well. It's so Shane. And it was so not much other than just saying...
It was a lighthearted approach.
Mask up.
To, yeah, yeah.
Which I honestly didn't think anything of it other than I love Shane. He's awesome. Yeah. And then I see this Facebook status, it was on Facebook and Insta, that says, since doing an ad just to say wear a mask, myself and my friend Magda have been abused, fat shamed and threatened. For me, mostly on Facebook, aka Hatebook, and the worst messages are direct messages that others can't see. Interestingly, apparently... I should stick to my day job. Funny thing is, being on TV was my day job until COVID. Also, apparently, people don't like actors having an opinion, even though my opinion was just whack on a mask. Yet all those people yelling at me with filled opinions and wholesale quantities of pure hate, and yet apparently they all know more than me, irrespective of what their day job is. He goes on to just sort of talk about... you know, the hate he's had from it. And I was just so confused. Oh, the ad's actually on his Instagram, if you want to see it, the Shane Jacobson. It's just on there.
Yeah, it's just people, we've spoken about this, haven't we? Just angry.
Well, is it a, do you think it's a, you know, we don't need to get into what they're talking about necessarily, but it, maybe it's a thing of the, it's a current timing thing. Like it's a, you go for a drive.
People get upset. People get upset with celebrities, especially in these times, right? Like, if you think about it, when everyone's feeling a bit down or whatever, it seems like a real, it's like punching up. People love punching up, and that's what they're essentially doing. And then you put with it, you know, like for whatever reason, masks have somehow become some sort of political statement where it's somehow communicating your, you know, the way that, you know, that your political leaning, and I guess that's part of it too. But people don't like being told what to do as well. So, wow. But yeah, people are idiots. It's very annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't gone fucking off your rocker about it all. You don't like being told what to do, but you seem to
have. Well, yeah. I mean, if it's going to keep people alive. Man, I'm feeling shithouse. Yeah, exactly. I'm sick. I'm
Oh, no, the mochi. The fucking mochi's gotcha.
It's my fucking...
mochi gotcha.
Just real fucking... real snotty.
Yeah.
But I'm not fucking... like, I don't have COVID.
Are you going to drink... so that OJ I got you so you could...
try and...
I got it so... because I say to you, drink... have some vitamin C and you always just come back with the real world example.
I had...
that's what you said yesterday.
I had like five today. That's a lot of mandarins. Mandarins was so
cheap. Five already?
We got them delivered... what do you reckon fucking 10 mandarins cost?
Oh, you're looking at, I reckon like 80 cents a piece, a unit.
That was
80 cents?
Like less than $3 for the whole pack of 10.
Wow. I guess mandarin, maybe. I mean, orange is more expensive.
Seedless. You can eat the whole thing.
I mean,
it's great.
Don't get me started on seedless, mate. What they've been doing artificially to fruit for centuries is fucking beyond me.
I love seedless. Very handy. Righty.
Well, maybe just go bin those mochis. We're not going to get a review from Breezer. I would like Breezer to try one. And
what's the other? What's the pink flavored one?
I couldn't.
What's the charcoal?
I couldn't tell
one?
You.
I'm going to finish.
I mean, they're the bizarre ones because you could go yellow equals some kind of fruit, and definitely mango.
I'm finish
but
on
what
the
is pink
one? Oh, they've gone.
Okay, go the obscure one. Okay, here we go. He's gone. When we say charcoal, it fucking legit looks like dusty charcoal. What flavor we got, baby?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Oh, we've got him back.
No, what is that?
I don't know, mate. You're the one tasting it. I haven't got one. I've given them off to my family. What's going on? Talk me through the flavors. Pretend you're Anthony Bourdain. What do you reckon?
I don't know. Nutty.
You're any flavor, or you just literally ate something that tasted like nothing?
What's the pistachio, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. All right.
Imagine
torture.
This cooking show. Hey, alrighty. What's your pasta sauce taste like? I couldn't tell you. I actually fucking don't know.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.